Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A huge gimmick match added to TLC. An AEW star gets set to make an NXT debut. And rivals united by music. For Friday, December the 18th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh, I cannot believe it.
Oh my God! The Fiend! It's him! The Mandible Claw!
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Staying on the subject of suspending your disbelief, this weekend, Randy Orton battles The Fiend, and the stakes have just been raised. It has been confirmed by WWE.com that Bray Wyatt's Fiend will face Randy Orton in a Firefly Inferno match. Here's what WWE.com has to say. Orton and Wyatt are no stranger to destructive flames, as the Viper once sadistically burned down the Wyatt family compound. Last week, the Viper trapped Wyatt inside a burning box, but the Fiend emerged unscathed to punish Orton for his brutality. Now Orton will have to step inside the Fiend's twisted inferno, and he never forgets. So there you go. Firefly Inferno match. We can only assume that this is going to be something that crosses between a cinematic match and a classic Inferno match of the days of old. Certainly a spicy uptake on that match between The Fiend and Bray Wyatt for TLC. This could be part of something bigger for WWE following the ratings drop that they experienced on Monday Night Raw. WrestlingNews.co have been told that Vince McMahon is looking for out-of-the-box ideas for Monday Night Raw following the WWE TLC pay-per-view. Now there's a lot going on with this, because Vince genuinely believes that ratings aren't a big deal. He said that himself in the past. He says that there's so many other methods to gauge audience that he isn't so bothered about ratings. However, the fact that the TV deals make so much money, downside for WWE, you want to make sure that they're staying good. And I think that the biggest smarting point on this occasion is the fact that AEW in the 18 to 34 demographic actually beat Monday Night Raw this week on different days, but the fact they beat Monday Night Raw is pretty nerve-wracking, I think. Also, WrestlingNews.co reporting that it's a tense time as a result of these record lows, people walking on eggshells backstage, and there's been a lot of talk about all the plans they were starting to lay out for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view being completely put in the bin and rebuilt again, which would be potentially a waste of everybody's time. There's also concern that there may be some firings coming as a result of these record lows as well. And maybe the idea of inserting this Firefly Inferno match is some way, shape or form of trying to sort of spark up some interest for Monday Night Raw by putting on a match of this caliber, regardless of the outcome, hoping that people will float over 24 hours later to see what the fuss is about with Monday Night Raw. The two are very much interconnected. We talked earlier on in the week and at the tail end of last week as well about some of the bigger stars physically of WWE reporting for extra training. There was a kickoff backstage about some of the conditioning of some of the larger athletes on the brands, and they were being told to go to the Performance Center to work out more. Keith Lee was one of those names that was reported to be attending these sessions, along with Dabba Kato from Raw Underground, and Otis's name was mentioned too from SmackDown. The former Mr. Money in the Bank has actually commented on this, and he says, quote, "It's always been there. It wasn't like we were told this and that. The Performance Center is a tool for us to get better. If someone wants to come up to me and work on stuff and vice versa, we're always working." That report was kind of funny. We're never not working, especially not when we don't have live events. So we can't really get our stuff out. It's just bottled inside. We're not getting that stuff out there, so we'll find more and more ways to get in the ring. Nothing beats a crowd, and that's the one thing that I do miss. There haven't been set dates or anything. It's just when you want to come in. It's always been there. I don't know why it's become a big report gimmick. Otis saying that the announcement of the larger athletes going for extra training is a bit of a non-issue because it's something that's been going on for a long time anyway. Ben Carter made a massive impact as part of AEW Dark, so much so that WWE hired him. And we saw last night on NXT UK that he is not far from making his in-ring debut. It was during this week's NXT UK that we had a video airing all about Ben Carter. Footage from him early on in his career, comments from the likes of William Regal, Nigel McGuinness, Seth Rollins and Sid Scala. Nigel McGuinness actually called him a can't-miss project, which is high praise indeed. And the video also showed how Ben Carter was training at Seth Rollins' wrestling academy. A big love from Seth Rollins to Ben Carter as well. And he's only 22 years old, and he comes from Jersey in the Channel Islands. And following his appearance on AEW, WWE snapped him up. Why did he go to NXT? Why did he go to WWE over AEW? Well, there was the issue that when he traveled to AEW, as a result of fees for getting in and out of the country, he didn't actually make any money from it. But since he is on this side of the water, WWE said, "Well, come and work for NXT UK. It's based in the UK, and you do, you know, a couple of weeks in a month, where you'll be intensively here and recording stuff, so let's make it happen." Ben Carter said on Twitter, "I came to the States 4.5 years ago with a dream. I had no idea how I was going to do it, but I knew exactly what I wanted. That dream, it just came true. I'm a WWE superstar at NXT UK." Sasha Banks was chatting to Proceben Max on Instagram Live, and they talked about all sorts of things, and the Evolution pay-per-view came up. But Sasha Banks has proposed that WWE not only get Evolution 2 off the ground, but use it to springboard a new tournament. Sasha Banks pitching a Queen of the Ring tournament. She says, "A Queen of the Ring tournament on a whole pay-per-view for itself would be really freaking cool, but I've been waiting for Evolution 2 for a very long time. So maybe we do that first, and maybe we can start matches at Evolution 2 for Queen of the Ring. Maybe something like that could happen." Staying with tournaments, Impact Wrestling announced on Thursday the Super X Cup is coming back. It's been a while since we've seen one of these. Back in 2003, Chris Sabin winning the inaugural one. Previous other winners, including Samoa Joe, Desmond Xavier, and who knows, the X Division in 2021 is looking pretty strong for Impact Wrestling. So lots of contenders in this one. An update for you on Cameron Grimes, who was informed by us via the NXT commentators that he would be missing NXT television for the next 4 to 6 weeks. We can confirm via PW Insider that he underwent surgery last week, and we actually don't know when he's going to be back now. It is unclear when he's expected to return. Possibly 4 to 6 weeks, could possibly be longer. In storyline land, he was injured by Timothy Thatcher when Thatcher twisted his leg. We don't actually know the extent of the injury that Cameron Grimes has had, but we will keep you updated. And of course, we wish Cameron Grimes a speedy, speedy recovery. and two arch rivals united by music. Jeff Hardy and Elias tore strips off each other in that Symphony of Destruction match just a couple of weeks ago. But away from the ring, they're letting bygones be bygones. Jeff Hardy was speaking to Metro UK and said that he's got an album coming out next year. Elias has just released an album, and there's hope they could work together. He says, quote, "Even with Elias, I think there's something going to happen as far as me and him doing maybe one song together. Music bonds us, you know?" Jeff Hardy and Elias releasing what could be the biggest collaboration in wrestling since when? Since probably the last tag team that didn't get along. It's been quite a few of them. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, our predictions for TLC 2020. It is myself versus Jack the Jobber versus Sam Driver. The Cultaholic Heavyweight Championship is in abeyance. Somebody will leave 2020 as the champion. We'll do our predictions on the YouTube channel later on. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, we are up to day 5 of Watch Alongmas. Myself, Matthew Gregg, Justin Henry, and a host of unique characters from the Cultaholic Classic Review universe coming together to watch some terrible matches together. Come join us later on for one of those. And at twitch.tv/cultaholic tomorrow, Matthew Gregg is back bringing out the retro games, playing Dynamite Heady last week. It was a deep joy to watch Matthew playing Dynamite Heady. So I'm hopeful for some more Mega Drive classics. Matthew, if you're listening, maybe some Vector Man. I had a little go on that last night, and it was a good time had by all. And this is actually the final news podcast of 2020, as I'll be finishing up next week for the year. The Cultaholic News podcast will return on Monday, January the 4th. Brand new year, and we'll go from there. But thank you so much for downloading the podcast. It's been a joy to sit here every day and give you some of the wrestling news from around the world. And it's been a deep joy to be a part of your morning routines as well with the podcast. We'll come back and do it again next year, shall we? Make it a little bit bigger, a little bit better. Let's do that. Have an amazing Christmas if I don't speak to you before. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.